Why do people hate vegans? From the hunger strike to the edible projectile, history offers abundant examples of food being used for political ends. Even so, the crowd of vegans who gathered in central London earlier this year are unlikely to forget the moment when Gatti's Legardens skinned and ate a raw squirrel. Along with his co-conspirator, Dinosi Kalabanak, performed his stunt of the weekly Soho vegan market on Rupert Street. He would subsequently demonstrate at VegFest in Brighton as part of a self-proclaimed carnivore tour intended to highlight the evils of a plant-based diet. At the London event, he wore a black vest with the slogan, "Veganism equals malnutrition." The war on vegans started small. There were flashpoints, some outrageous enough to receive press coverage. There was an episode in which William Sitwell, then editor of Waitrose magazine, resigned after a freelance writer leaked an email exchange in which he spoke about killing vegans one by one. There was the PR natmare faced by NatWest Bank when a customer calling to apply for a loan was told by an employee that all vegans should be punched in the face. When animal rights protesters stormed onto a Brighton Pizza Express in September this year, one diner did exactly that. A charge commonly laid against vegans is that they relish their status as victims, but research suggests they have earned it. In 2015, a study conducted by Kara McInnes and published in the journal Group Processes of Intergroup Relations observed that vegetarians and vegans in Western society, and vegans in particular, experience discrimination and bias on a par with other minorities.